Okay, so let's do it short because we're running already a bit late. So I don't know if you ever noticed this. It's a Rashi at the end of last week's parsha that provides insight into the whole this week's parsha. Okay? God consistently describes his destruction of the world with the verb emche. What does emche mean? Yeah, so you would think, right, it means erase. So that's what it means in modern Hebrew. But it can also mean something slightly differently, which is very similar, which is something more like dissolve. Right? Dissolve. Now, why would God describe the destruction of the world, right, or destruction of man specifically, as dissolve, right? And that's what you get at the end of last week's parsha, right? Vayomer Adonai, emche et Adam, asher barati me'al pnei adama, me'adam ve'beimad, remes, ve'ad ova shemaim, ki nichamti, ki asiti. Right? Why would that be the, why would it be dissolve? Don't worry, Shlomo, you didn't miss yet, right? What? Good, so you could have said, right, that it's dissolving the world, right? Right? Which it does, except the pasuk says emched ha'adam, right? So if it was erased, okay, fine, right? But why would you dissolve man? You notice this? So it's a Rashi. How many of you do Rashi with Shem Mikra? I haven't in many years, I'll be honest. I've done Onkelos for a long time. And I did Onkelos. I've done Onkelos and Rashi. I've done Targum Eretz Yisrael. At the moment, I'm back in Onkelos phase. Chatasi, I don't also do Rashi. I know that means I'm not a Yerush Shemayim, but whatever. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're Yerush Shemayim, you should do both. Some years I do, and some years I do other Mefarshim. But this year, my formal one is just Onkelos. So Rashi quotes from Midrash Rabbah, Hu afar v'alav mayim v'emcheuto v'kach ne'mar lashon michui. Said, because man is created from dirt. Man is dirt. Right? And therefore, I will dissolve him. Right? That's why you use the language of dissolve for man. Right? Now, that's a very suggestive idea. Right? That the reason we describe the flood as dissolving is because man is dirt. Now, you could just say, okay, well, man is created from dirt. Right? Very good. Right? We're done. Right? Man is created from dirt, and therefore his destruction is to be dissolved. Right? But I think there's something else going on here. Right? Which is, okay, let's go back for a minute to how man is described when he's created. How is he described? Yeah, Adam, like first man, like mankind, right? So he's created, right, the Tzelem Elokim, right? So where exactly is dirt found in him? Right, first God forms him from dirt, and then what does he do? He blows his breath into him, and he becomes, right, becomes man, he gets his Tzelem Elokim, right? If you think about that combination, then I think more is going on here. Because what is God saying? Right? God says, listen, Yetzer Machshavot Libo Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Everything in his heart is bad. Right? Which means that, like, right, inside, right, what should be going on? Right? That's where the godliness, right, resides. Right? But what has he done to that godliness that's inside of him? He's corrupted it. Right? But that means, right, what happens, right? Man is made of two parts. He's the dirt, which is what his body is made of, and then there's the soul. But inside, right, he's corrupted. So what do you have to do? Yeah, exactly, right? Meaning, if the godliness that's inside, right, is corrupted, then the body outside is worthless or counterproductive because it gives, right, the life force the ability to thin. Right, so I don't think it's just that God's dissolving him. What's he saying? He's saying what's left is the dirt. Right, meaning he is a Tzelem Elokim, but he's corrupted the Tzelem Elokim. So the only thing that's left is a corrupted, right, is a corrupted body. So I think when Rashi quotes his midrash and says that Well, God, man is just dirt, so we're going to dissolve it. He's not just saying, oh, well, he's dirt. What he's saying is that by corrupting the godliness in himself, what he's left with is mere dirt. And that's what warrants destruction. Right? The fact that that's what we're left with. Right? So I think, right, I think that is, right, more of what is going on. Now, right, it's also interesting that, right, in this context, right, immediately previous, what did we talk about? Right, we talked about this yesterday, or 2 days ago, rather, that not only this, but part of this corruption was that people were taking, right, were basically, the powerful men were taking whichever wives they wanted, right, which means that not only are people being corrupt, but what are they doing? Right, they're like, they're reproducing and creating more of these corrupt people, right, meaning, right, part of that corruption expresses itself in, right, a unjust act of procreation, right, which only makes it worse, right? It's not just bad enough that you are bad, but you've actually corrupted the procreative process, right? I think that's also part of the story, right, that you're reversing this, right, that God is like, whoa, right, like the, right, as he said before, b'shagamu basar, right, like he's corrupted his flesh and he's producing more of them, right, so we have to stop this process in its tracks. So I think that that's, right, part of what's going on here, right, is that this description of focusing on the flesh, b'shagamu basar, of focusing on the dissolving of the body, it's not denying the fact that it's Tzelem Elokim, right? It's pointing to the fact that the Tzelem Elokim part of them is not what's successful. It's what they're doing is, right, is they have turned into just these either mere materialism or materialism with corrupted spirituality, right? And they are corrupting the procreative process, so they are, right, exacerbating the problem. Right? And therefore God says, listen, what I got to do is basically erase, right, I need to erase their bodies and go back, but at some level what it might be is that he's looking to bring back and purify the Tzelem Elokim, right? Because God never says he is, right, killing, right, the Tzelem Elokim. He's dissolving that which left it, right? And therefore this can be seen as a process of God trying to go back, right? Rather than destroying the Tzelem Elokim, he's trying to revive it, right, by erasing that which has become, right, mere materialism. Right, and I think that imagery that Rashi is bringing is trying to point us in that direction. Okay, those are just some thoughts.